Wildlife officials in the Congo Republic say they've discovered a site where poachers have massacred 200 elephants. A spokesman for the Water and Forest Ministry says he saw the bodies stripped of their tusks in an area of marshland near the border with Cameroon. 7 years ago, an international ban on ivory trade was put into effect. The BBC's Elizabeth Blunt reports.
The scene at Moitié had appalled the wildlife officials who saw it. The rotting corpses of some 200 elephants lay in an area of salt marsh, a popular watering place for animals just outside the limits of one of the Congo's national parks. Dr. Ruffin Antoine Oko told reporters that the elephants had been killed with automatic rifles and stripped of their tusks. He spoke of his horror at seeing whole families of elephants slaughtered, including pregnant females and young calves. The massacre at Moitié is the latest sign that the international ban on the trading of ivory, imposed more than 5 years ago, has not totally succeeded in wiping out poaching. A spokesman for the Worldwide Fund for Nature in Geneva said today that the ban had clearly played a key role in stopping the disastrous situation which prevailed in the 1970s and 80s, when poaching was totally out of control and there'd been a huge decline in the population of elephants throughout Africa. But, he said, although there'd been no legal international trade in ivory since 1990, there were worrying indications that poaching was on the increase once again, feeding an illegal trade, probably to some parts of the Far East. The price of ivory plummeted immediately after the ban was imposed, but as existing stocks of legal ivory run out, it may be rising once more, making it worthwhile for the poaching to start again.
Elizabeth Blunt filed that report for the BBC.